My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss online, her Facebook page, money, and where their relationship is going. How to resolve this better? Get on the phone and call the other Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
Because if I don't get airtime, I will have to close the account because there is no need. You'll still keep it if I don't have no airtime to open it.
All right, then I'll call.
Stupid.
I go, if it was important to you, you would have included me on your real account. And then you would not need this account at all. It is like I'm some dirty secret. Is it because I am white? Remember she said,
oh,
because
snap.
I was black.
Yes.
Is it because I'm American? Is it because I'm dumb? Why? Even me, with all the crap I've going on in my life, never created a Belinda page. It really hurts me, and you just don't care or understand it. Maybe I'm too ugly to be seen with you. Just tell me why. Maybe I'm too old. And this goes back to when she was, you know,
I'm a good Christian man. Why won't you let me into your life?
She goes, look, if you were all those things you say, then it must be you don't really know me. Well, I'm not so sure. Whether you're on this page or the other one, I don't get airtime to open it. You will be there for nothing. I go, no. It will mean even if we do not speak with you, even if I do not speak with you as much as we would like, I am part of your life. I am real instead of some stupid pet.
Ooh.
Now, remember, when we had sexual relations, I was her pet.
Yes. And she enjoyed that.
She most certainly. She enjoyed that very much.
Yeah. I feel dirty now.
I do, too. I go, it will mean that at least I am in the same place as my future family one day instead of just kept in some little outhouse like a filthy secret. Now, keep in mind, scamming trick, what the scammers do within days or weeks, they immediately start calling their mark, their wife, their husband.
Right.
They say they love them. They refer to the mark's kids as their daughter. The family thing.
Yeah.
I'm playing their game on them.
That's true. Oh, by the way, Trucker Tom says, things have been falling apart. Wouldn't happen to be her story, would it?
You're right, Tucson Tom. I mean Trucker Tom. She goes, is all this about putting you on that page? If things don't work out, it won't be any good putting you there. I go, no, Belinda. It's about having a real life together. It's about not being the residue of some sick scamming operation and being a real loving couple with real family and real dreams and a real future instead of this bullshit limbo. She goes, the fact of the matter is, if you can't help me with my bad situation, it will be better to go away and leave me alone. I want a man who'll stand by me and take care of me. If you think that is too much to ask, then it will be better to get the fuck out of here and leave me in peace.
Wait, that's her talking?
That's her talking.
Whoa.
This does not sound like the girl I was just talking to on the
phone.
That sounds like my bedroom.
And scene.
I see that as a clip next year.
I do, too.
2015, I remember that.
By the way, Trigger Top says, I am outraged. Where did I put Sharpton's number?
So I go, when did I ever stop standing by you? Never. You say that because it gives you comfort in ending it with me, but not because it is true. Since we've been together, I've been your biggest cheerleader when you needed it and compassionate person to console you when things were tough. I've not changed. You have. If all I am is some money ticket, then goodbye and good riddance. It was a tough lesson to learn, but I guess I learned it. You and my wife are right. If I don't have the money, then I am fucking useless. I hear you loud and clear. Just wish you could have told me sooner. Shut up, Joe. I know you're thinking the same thing. She goes, well, if that's what you think, then it's goodbye. You should have told me sooner to get the fuck out of your life so it will save us both the time and money. I go, I'm not the one doing this. You and Phone Belinda should really talk sometime.
Oh,
I like her much better.
Yeah.
Really went fourth wall, huh?
I most certainly did, Joe.
Wow.
That is the girl I fell for, not this crap.
You and Phone Belinda should talk sometime.
You like the move, Joe? Ballsy.
Yeah, it was.
Joe's not thrilled with the move. She goes, I've changed because drastic times calls for drastic measures. I'm telling you again, if you can help me with my life, then leave. If you can't help me with my life, then leave me the fuck alone to go away. I go, what do you mean help? Pick up the phone. So after 10 minutes of bliss and hell and everything in between, you end it with not even picking up the phone. I guess in the end, only one of us really wanted to fight to save what we had. She goes, what number did you call with? I go, who the hell cares? I bought a calling card. I don't know what number. It rings up. The numbers are never right because she's seeing my phone.
Yeah.
And we can't have a repeat of Flory where they call my house.
No. The real wife yeah. did not enjoy that.
Yeah. No, so we do the smoke signal. It doesn't matter. Don't worry. Pay no attention to that phone on your caller ID. The numbers are never right. Everybody knows that. Forget it. Which is one of their tactics when they don't like something. Forget it.
Yeah.
This is useless. I know who to blame for this whole thing. I know the person. She goes, I was in the shower. I go, oh, are you ready now? Have all your ducks in a row, do ya? She goes, what? Are you going to call or not? I got an expression. Am I calling to save this for you? Am I calling to save this or for you to man up? I will just need a second. That's what I said. Your eyes are bugged out. That's what I said to her.
Oh, okay. I was like, did she say that? I'm confused.
No, I'm saying I want her to man
up.
You
want her to man up. Okay.
She goes, okay. I go, it's not working. I'll try again. She goes, okay. I go, your ringtone sounds like dying cats, LOL. And then here is the phone call. Everybody rushes to their headphones now.
I know.
Joe, blow your nose accordingly, and we'll proceed with proceedings.
Hello.
Hi, Belinda.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm good. Hello.
Why do you keep saying hello? What is
hello.
That?
Hello. Hello.
Belinda?
Hello.
Belinda?
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Are you in a better mood now?
Am I in a better mood now?
Yes.
No.
No? So, are you there?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, before you tell me you love me, and now it seems like you hate me, what happened?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.